Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper dog,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now, one and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. Wow, how good has God been to me. Unexplainable, really. Unexplainable. But one thing I'm really glad about is I've gotten to the point of at least understanding now. Understanding is important. You know, I was watching TV last night when I got home, just thumbing through the channels like I always do, and God always, funny man, how he works with me a lot of times. He, when I'm flipping through the channels, when he wants me to hear something, I go flipping and I pass by. And last night, I passed by a bishop out of Atlanta named Dale Bonner. And I'm not going to quote him exactly because, you know, I don't really try to do that, but because I know some, but that ain't exactly what he said. But I came away with a better understanding. And that was his message last night, was about understanding that in order to have peace or to resolve conflict, it can only be done with an understanding. And the point I've gotten in my life, and I want to share this with you, is that I thank God for my life. And when I'm on the radio and I look back on it all and I'm saying to you all, God has been good to me and it's been unexplainable. What I've now come to the understanding is that since I've lived this life, that God has shown me an understanding. He's shown me why certain things happened in my past in order that I could be who I am today. Because see, God's plan for you, he gonna work with you no matter what you done. No matter what you'd have gotten yourself into, he could take all those experiences, turn them into testimonies. He could take all those dark days and turn them into light for somebody. See, that's what your experiences are for. But you got to understand it in order to have peace about it. You got to understand it in order to resolve the conflict about it. You know, you've got to reach an understanding. And a lot of us today are so confused about which way to go, where to turn, what to do with my life, what's my life's work, my life's calling, what's my mission, why was I born? I know you ask yourself these questions. When is it going to be over? When is it going to turn around for me? When is it going to flip? Man, I'm tired of this here. But all of that gets resolved when you come to an understanding. And I just learned this last night by listening to this man. He made it so clear for me. And like I said, I can't quote him word for word, so don't hold me to that. I just came to, let's say last night, an understanding. And I want to share that with you today, that you've got to sit down and talk to people to come to an understanding. One of the examples he used was, let's say you married to a guy, you living with this guy, and you can't understand why he's so messy. You can't understand why he just won't pick up behind himself. You done fussed about it. You done sat up there and complained about it. You done nagged about it. You done went on strike about it. Still, you have no peace about it, and you can't seem to resolve the conflict. But if you would sit down and talk to him, find out that maybe, this is just an example he used. It's a little light example. He said maybe his mama picked up after him his whole life. And now he thank you his mama. You understand? So, but if you come to the understanding that this was done for him by a woman or some women in his life, and he was allowed to go through his life like this, then you now have an understanding. You can quit getting so mad about the situation. You can quit not having peace in your home about the situation if you sit down and talk and come to an understanding. But the only way to come to an understanding is you got to hold your peace, be quiet, and listen. Can you see using that example on your job? Can you see using that example in your life, in your business, in your career? Suppose you were just to sit down and listen so you could come to an understanding so you can have peace of mind and resolve a conflict in your life. So now let's take your girl, for example. You can't understand why your girl so spoiled, why she expects you to do everything. His light example of it was maybe her father treated her like she was his little princess. And now she thank you her daddy. She just wants you to treat her like her daddy did. See, my wife is that way. I just started laughing when he said that. Because my father-in-law, Pop, treated my wife like she was his little princess. And that's all she's been trying to find in her life is her father. She's been trying to find a dude that would treat her like a little princess all over again as a grown woman. Once I heard my father-in-law say this, it explained it. So now, there was no conflict in it. Okay, cool. I can give you that because I understand. I understand. So, wow, man. So, but the only way I could come to that was I had to reach an understanding. I had to sit down, talk to somebody, and listen. And then it produced a peace and it resolved the conflict in my mind. Because, man, it's okay. But those were her standards. But her standards were set in her mind by her father. This is how she saw a man treating her. And that's what she's been looking for her whole life. Come on, man. When you come to an understanding, sit down with your partner and reach an understanding. Here's another thing he said. You can't reach an understanding with your partner through aggression and anger. You can't walk in the house and say, it's going to be peace in this house from now on. That's why I'm coming in here. From now on, we're going to have peace. He said, just because your mate don't talk back to you don't mean she agree with you. She just done decided, I ain't going to say nothing to this fool so I can hold my tongue, hold my peace, and have a moment in this house. Because right now, if he think he going to have peace with me by coming in here hollering at me, he dead wrong. Man, how many times has that happened? So the thing I learned was, in order to have a peace of mind and resolve conflict in your life, you got to sit down and come to an understanding. Wars don't end between countries until the two heads of the country sit down, reach an understanding so we can stop this conflict over here and your men dying and my men dying. Wow, man. it's so obvious, man, when you hear it, when I heard it like that, I just had to share that with you. That if you're looking to resolve conflict in your life in any avenue, whether it's your relationship, your business affairs, your jobs, your career decision, sit down and come to an understanding. Once you understand something, you can have peace of mind. Let me do this real quick before I get out of here. Suppose you sat down with God, came to an understanding about why he created you. Do you know how much stuff that would clear up for you if you just knew why you was born? Those are two biggest days in your life, the day you was born and the day you figure out why. And the sooner you come to that, you can have a whole lot of peace, resolve a whole lot of conflict. Come on, y'all. You got to sit down, come to an understanding.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You welcome once, you welcome twice, you welcome, 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 welcome. To the ride. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Uncle Steve is out, but the whole crew is here.
Woo-hoo!
Top of the morning.
Steve's not here. Steve is not here. In case you're looking for him, damn it, he's not here.
He's not here. Shirley and Carla, top of the morning.
Hey, happy day after Resurrection Day to you, nephew.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, crew? Happy Monday.
And Junior boy.
And then he rose. That was all day
long.
All
day long.
And then he rose.
He lives, baby. He lives.
Jay Anthony Bragg.
Oh, I had a great Easter. Had me some white Easter bunny. Go ahead, Woo! Chocolate bunnies are
fact,
nice,
this...
but I had a white Easter.
Yeah, some white chocolate.
This show is dedicated to everybody that went to church yesterday that ain't going to go the rest of the year.
Yes,
this is for y'all.
Yeah,
this is what this show is.
Oh, man. That was nice.
The CMEs.
Oh,
ain't that what it is? CME, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. That's it?
It was nice. Oh, my God. Like you said, there's some colors that was there yesterday.
Yeah.
And some families dressed in one fabric. It was amazing. It was amazing.
The whole family the same fabric on.
One fabric?
All of them got pink polyester on. Them the
no,
Smiths.
You know what's really big now with the Black Panther movie?
What?
The African print.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of that. A lot.
And they selling dashikis on the
corner
now. You know that.
You are absolutely right.
And at the barbershop, you can get 3 dashikis for the price of one. I'm just putting it out there.
Shouldn't there be a weight limit on dashikis, though? I think so.
When that corner pocket gets stretched.
Come on. They're spacious. The point is anyone can wear one, Jay.
Nah.
You beg to differ?
I beg to differ.
No, not
everyone. It's a limit. It's a size limit.
It's a lot of fabric.
When Africans are looking at you saying, that ain't right.
No, when they say, why is your dashiki so tight?
Did y'all go to church yesterday?
No.
Yes, I went.
Tyler went.
Okay. Okay, good. Because Shirley, did you go to Bishop?
No, I just said I didn't go. No. I don't.
Why?
Because it was
Easter.
Do Easter.
Yeah,
Easter. I love Easter.
So real Christians, they take Easter off and let everybody else go?
Well, it's crowded, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know somebody ain't been to church a long time when they start saying, when they get debit readers in here? They ain't taking cash at the church.
It's different
you ain't
on
put
Easter.
Put it in an envelope no more. You go on your phone and pay right there.
It's real different on Easter. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Well, did you pray
but you
for
know
us,
what's
Tyler?
Bad is when you see the
person.
I did
pray. It was a lot of praying going on in my church yesterday. Yeah. Lots of prayer.
I bet it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there.
Yeah. I mean, they're human. Pastors are human.
That's right.
We
they
forget
all
that.
Are.
We forget that.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Right. We hold them to a higher. Well, we should, I guess.
And then you can always go, judge ye not, lest ye be judged.
That's what I think. So I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Well, since he said that in Houston... Okay, listen, we got to get out of here. We're coming back with something funny. We'll talk about the weekend, a little more of the weekend review
weekend.
When we
what
come
we
back
do this weekend?
At 32 after.
And then he wrote.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it's time for something funny, guys. Weekend review.
What?
Jay, I know you had a fun-filled, exciting weekekend. What did you do?
I saw Tyler's movie.
You saw Acrimony? Yes.
Acrimony.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Wasn't it good?
Was it good, Jay?
It was great. It was really good. He did a fantastic job.
He said it was a twist.
He said you'd be surprised.
Yeah, he did say that.
Were you surprised?
I was very surprised.
Yes.
I also text Steve. I said, you don't need to see this movie at all.
Don't go.
This is your life.
This is his life story.
I also said, Tyler is your friend, but you might have to sue his ass.
Is that life story?
Oh, my God.
They said that.
I'm looking at them and going, seen that.
Seen that.
Haven't seen that, but damn.
I heard about it, though. I did hear about it.
It was really good. He did a good movie. Yeah. He did a fantastic movie, and it did really good at the box office.
Yes, it did came in number two.
Good.
Yeah. And
good
big ups to our girl, Taraji P. Henson, though, because she did her thing.
Now, the young lady who plays Taraji, very young.
Young Taraji.
I can't think of her name. She's on Empire. I'm a big fan of her work. Yeah. I can't think of her name.
She's a really good little actress. She is. She's very talented.
Good job.
Yeah. Very talented. Yeah, so congratulations to Tyler, to Taraji P. Henson, and thanks to everyone who represented.
And to Steve.
And to Steve for his story.
But Junior and Tommy, do you guys look at movies like when you see a movie, you go, that could have been my part right there? You always look at a movie.
You're going to see where you fit in.
Sure. I should have been in 3,000 by now. In 3,000 movies, I'm supposed to be in.
Well, Tommy, you have been in some movies, though. You have.
Yeah, you've been in some movies, Tommy.
And then Jay, too.
Yeah, Jay.
I was in Black Panther.
You were?
No, you weren't.
What? You know what? If you tell white people that, they don't know.
It was too many of them on screen.
Too many.
They can't argue with you.
Yeah, but you're right, Carl. Your greatest role was Drumline.
Thank you very much. That was your greatest role.
Yeah, he was good in Drumline.
Oh, you were so sinister and evil in Drumline.
It wasn't that good.
And actually, when I was looking at it, Jay, I was saying that could have
been my part.
I saw Jay in Mr. 3000. Have you seen Jay in that?
Oh, that's the one with Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did y'all know Jay was in that movie?
I didn't know that.
He was the umpire at first base.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All he said
was Jay?
Yeah.
What were my lines?
You're out! And that was it. I worked all week on that. That was it.
I was like, you're out! You're out! You're out.
Was there ever a time when
you are out?
Was there ever a time when you said your line?
Hey, let's roll it again from the top, Jay.
You're out.
One more time. I'll be you out.
You're out.
You're stuttering. Bring that back. Let's do it again.
Take 54.
Oh, wait a minute.
Take
54.
You're out. That's a wrap. We got it.
Cut in print.
Oh my God. Cut in print. And you don't see Jay no more.
What else did I see Jay in?
But shout outs to Tyler. He did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him.
Please
love
go see
Tyler
the movie.
Perry.
Go
love
see
him.
The movie, yeah.
Gotta go see it. Acrimony. Yeah.
Bet I could have played Taraji. I bet I could have played Taraji.
Not Taraji's part, too.
You just want to be in the movie.
You just want to be in the movie. Yeah, we're starving for movie parts, then, so anything. We'll take anything. We won't turn down nothing. Call us.
Yeah. Nah, really.
Mm-mm.
I'll do it.
That was good. And I saw Ready Player One.
The Steven Spielberg.
That was really good. Yeah.
Really good.
I've seen trailers for that. Yeah.
Huh?
I've seen the trailers for that.
That's very good. I was in a whole different atmosphere when I saw that movie.
And what does that mean, Jay?
That means I was like, woo, hey.
Feeling good?
Ooh,
we want to say
good.
It like that?
I was feeling really good.
You don't remember the movie.
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie, Jay?
Not much.
The only thing I can say about that is that thank God it's legal here. That's all I can say.
Man.
It's legal here.
In Houston.
Well, it sounded like he couldn't wait for it to be legal.
I know.
Man, they catch you every time in Houston. They get you.
It sounded like he couldn't wait.
Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah,
it's so good because it's easy to find the theater. You go, this is it. This is where they're playing it.
Oh, that's the way you enjoy it. Oh, okay.
Yes, I get it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so. I saw the movie you told me about with Tom Cruise.
Which movie?
American Made.
Oh, Carla, American Made.
American
Made. Wasn't that a good movie?
Wasn't
he
good?
Yeah. He was really good.
It was good.
That was good.
I love Tom Cruise.
It was scary, though. Not in the boo sense, but in a sense that that can happen.
Yeah, and that he took that many chances.
It's a true story.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that it could happen to anyone. You know, you could just be erased from the face of the earth and just gone.
They was dropping them kilos in Baton Rouge. Do you hear me?
Man.
Wow, that was a crazy movie. I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't what they were doing.
Did you forget you were at work on the radio, sir? Thank you.
You just talking.
We just get so comfortable on this show.
They were dropping bags in Baton Rouge. Put it that way.
Well, y'all
the last movie I recommend for you.
The day after Easter, though.
Yeah, the day after.
Won't he do it?
Will he won't.
Won't he will.
And will he won't.
Oh, so how are things at the chateau?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Family out?
Yesterday, everybody fished. I didn't get to fish. I was inside working, you know. But everybody's fishing.
You can fish in your backyard?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Women.
Wait, you're not going to run over that.
Excuse you. Can walk. Excuse you, Jay. Uh-huh. Here's a lake.
In the back of your house?
Did you say house?
Chateau?
Thank you.
Walking distance?
Walk.
You can walk out the back door and just go fish.
You walk out, and if you go too far, you're drowned.
In a boat.
What in the hell? Why did I wait so long to come over here?
Championship team, baby.
I've been over here a long time.
Yes.
Championship team, baby.
Championship team, baby.
Steve.
So, Deacon Jeff Jam and our special guest, Reverend Adnoid.
Oh, Reverend Adnoid's here?
Yeah, Reverend Adnoid. In the building with church complaints and announcements, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Trump tweeted no deal on DACA. Plus, Miss Ann will have today's national news. But, of course, it is Monday, the day after Easter. Reverend Adnoid is in the building
along with
Deacon Def Jam. Reverend Motown is out today. Deacon Def Jam with church complaints and announcements. Here we go. Adnoid is already here.
We want to welcome you to the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Ching, ching.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Joining us this morning is Reverend Adnoid. Now, I will be giving church complaints. On the other hand, will be giving church announcements.
Yes. Not to get too confused. Complaints over there, announcements over here.
I notice you still have a nasal
condition. Oh, that's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. So complaints over there.
Well. Let me start this out.
Go right ahead.
The new show, Naked and Saved, starts next month. Naked and Saved starts next month. Sister Geraldine Collins wants to be first on the show.
Really?
We know she's saved, but that's not anything we want to see naked. What we wanted to do is ask Sister Shirley if she would mind being in the pilot. Yeah. Naked and saved.
No, sir. Oh, praise the Lord.
You can just be naked.
But you are saved, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Then you shouldn't have a problem being naked.
I don't want to be on a show called Naked and Saved. Let me out of this church.
What if we change it to just naked? Would you be in it?
No.
Would you be interested?
Just change the show.
Do you think naked sinners would be more people watching?
Move on.
How about halfway naked? Halfway naked. Would you be in there?
Half naked.
You do have an announcement.
Yes, I have an announcement right now. All the aunties who look like Waka Flocka Flame will meet in meeting room 5. If you have an aunt that looks like Waka Flocka Flame, they have a gathering in meeting room 5 at 7 o'clock.
Meeting room
socializing.
5 at
so look
7 o'clock.
At your aunt, and if you say to yourself, she looks like Waka Flocka Flame to me, you should meet in meeting room 5.
I hate this.
All right. Now, listen. We had a disaster yesterday. The Easter egg hunt was a complete disaster.
What happened?
Sister Eleanor Ridgeway forgot to boil the eggs. All the kids' clothes are full of yolk and shell. Sister Glenda Mae Patterson slapped Sister Eleanor Ridgeway shortly after A child got in the car with all that yoke over him. We're going to have to bring this to Pastor when he gets back and let him know what does he want to do with Sister Eleanor Ridgway for not boiling these eggs. I don't know how that happened. But we'll keep that in the file for Pastor to take a look at. Go ahead, Reverend Adenauer.
We are suspending Deacon Hatley because over the weekend he had an Easter egg hunt at his house.
Uh-huh.
But he hid no eggs. He just had the kids out there running around looking for not a damn thing.
He knew
there were no eggs in the field, but he was yelling, "Go look over there! Keep looking! Yeah, you're getting warm!"
That's a shame.
That was
now,
a damn shame.
Why don't you do that to the terrier?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
The church twerk team wants $800 to go to the strip club so they can case study. The church twerk team.
What?
Twerking for the Lord.
The church twerk team wants $800 so they can go to the strip club and case study. They're going to watch girls twerk so they can figure out if they're doing it right. They are the, you know, that is a new ministry, the church twerk team.
I like it. I like it a lot. They have a new song. They have a song out.
What?
Jesus will twerk it out. Yes, he will.
He's going to twerk it out. Yes, he will.
He's going to twerk it out.
I can twerk it when I want it. I'm sorry. The church twerk team. We have to keep that up for pastors. We have a church twerk team.
Lord, I like
wants $800 to case study at the strip club.
All ones, right?
We going to need all that 800 in one in order to make it. Uh-huh. In order to learn twerking, you're going to have to make it rain.
I hate this church.
Last night, the doors were packed. The place was packed. Nobody could get in because a lot of the deacons and a lot of the church members were down there celebrating at the Brown Bunny. They were down at the Brown Bunny. And I'm here to tell you, we had a mighty good time. We laid some hands on some sinners. Down at the Brown Bunny. Won't he do it? Will he won't. Because Jesus going to twerk it out.
He going to twerk it out. Yes, he will. All right. 72-year-old Spooky Johnson has received his GED. He is now telling people he is qualified to run the after-school tutor program. But the members want Pastor to make the last decision on this. Our children are our future. I don't know if Spooky Johnson is someone we want tutoring the kids, but that's up to Pastor.
Spooky? Really?
Spooky Johnson. And, yeah, he is dark-skinned.
I
his
vote
name is
no.
No on Spooky Johnson. Yes. Junior, do you have a vote for Spooky?
I vote for Spooky.
You know I vote for Spooky.
Carla?
For Spooky.
I vote for Spooky.
Voting for Spooky and last, Adenauer. Spooky, yes or no?
Yes for Spooky, yes. Definitely. Yes.
I'm outnumbered. Majority wins.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Adenauer.
Deacon Leroy Hattikins, to be precise, lost his glass eye.
Aww.
He is not happy with the jokes. People coming up to him saying, "We haven't seen your eye, but we'll keep an eye out for it." If he has to hear that one more damn time, he's going to whoop somebody's behind.
What did he say?
We haven't seen your eye, but we'll keep an eye out for it.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Sister Latrinda Lynn Cooper, who does sign language during the service, is in trouble. She got pulled over for speeding and cursed out the police in sign language. She wants the church to pay for the ticket since she was en route to prayer meeting. So we going to have to, she going to have to control her language. Really. But that'll be up to Pastor if we gonna pay for the ticket or not. Mm.
Definitely.
One last announcement.
One last announcement, Adnard. Go ahead.
Deacon Charles Johnson was slapped in the face as hard as she could slap him when he said to Sister Thelma, "Let me play in the Easter grass." He slapped the dog, man.
Let me play in your Easter grass.
I want to leave this church so bad. Oh, my God.
That's an announcement.
That was an announcement. All right, listen, coming up, thank you, Reverend Adnoid and Deacon Def Jam.
Anytime.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Before attending Easter Sunday church services with the First Lady in Florida, the president bluntly announced no more DACA deal. He did it in all caps. He did it where else? On Twitter.
On Easter.
Yeah, on Easter.
That's the meanest man ever.
So that seems to end whatever support he may have offered the so-called dreamers that were seeking protection from being deported because they were brought to the U.S. as small children. He also went after Mexico, threatening to end the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Mm-hmm. And so there you go. That's our president.
This is what he's doing is to suppress the Democratic vote. That's all he's doing. And the reason the Republicans are not speaking out, because all this stuff helps them. It helps them.
Yeah.
You know, you change voting
lines
for the next election. Change line, get rid of certain people, stop people from voting. What about the lady who voted and got 5 years? Did you hear about that story?
No, what happened?
She was on probation. She voted, and she was sentenced 5 years. And
why? Because she wasn't supposed to vote.
You're not supposed to vote.
On probation.
On probation, yeah. So his whole agenda is to stop as many people who are going to vote. That will
from voting.
Well, that should make the people who do have the right to vote get out to the polls and exercise your right.
Please,
your vote
please,
matters.
Please.
It matters more now than ever before. Ever.
Yeah, because it's going to be the kids, though. The kids are going to make the difference.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Well, the ones that turn 18 this year.
Exactly.
This year. Yeah. All right, well, listen, we also talked about the Stellar Awards.
Oh, that was great.
You saw the Stellar Awards?
It was hosted by God's Littlest Christian.
Who?
Kirk Franklin. Oh, Kirk.
Was when it you say Littlest Christian.
God's Littlest Christian.
No, he ain't my dude alone. That's my dude.
I've called him that for years. He is God's Littlest. You can wear him around your neck if you want to. He's God's Littlest Christian.
Kirk be dressing, man. Kirk be butter. What Kirk had on?
Oh, man, he had on a white satin one-button tuxedo jacket.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Plaid pants, and I couldn't see his shoes. I mean, they didn't really pick it up, but he was sharp.
Yeah,
he was sharp. And
you're
he
right,
came out there with the energy, uh-huh. You know, because Kurt, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you're watching gospel music now, I thought, until I saw Kurt, it's like the BET Awards. The music has changed.
Really?
It's, you know, it's kind of R&B.
It ain't your mama's gospel no more.
BET Awards.
Well, it ain't your mama's gospel no more. It's just like a whole different type of music now.
So it's more R&B. You're singing hip-hop.
Kind of like hip-hop. Yeah. Oh. They had dancers.
Was it any church
quirky?
They had
dancers.
They had dancers. They had dancers, yeah.
So you saw some church twerking.
You mean praise dancers.
No, these they were dancing. They were dancing. Yeah. Like you could have taken one of those singers out and replaced it with Bruno Mars and it's the same step.
Wow. So what do you think you're trying to attract
I just
a
think
younger
that's
or
gospel,
different audience?
That's where gospel music has gone. That's where
I
it
got
is.
My Jesus
now.
In Miami.
Because I love gospel music.
Yeah,
I mean,
I do too.
I do.
It's changed a lot, and that's just. That,
wow.
You know, and you can have both.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Temporary, inspirational. Yeah. You can have all
and,
that.
And Kirk Franklin is responsible for the change of gospel music. You know, a big responsibility that came from him.
I had some good days.
Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mary.
Yeah. Leandria Johnson.
Yeah, she was,
oh,
yeah,
one of
she
my
was
favorites.
There. She was
oh,
there.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, I love her. Yeah.
Yeah. Canton Jones was there. Yeah. Canton, I think I'm saying his name right. He was there. So it was really good.
I'm sure
really
my boy good. Isaac Carey, I'm sure he was there.
Oh, yeah. Isaac,
yeah. And if you win, it that's counts as church. So that was really good. Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's why you watched it.
If you watch it or win, it's church. With three or more gathered, I think. That's
so you didn't have to go to Easter service.
Yeah, gathered in my name.
So that's church.
So that counts as church. Check one, huh? All right, listen, Tommy.
Hey, does this count as service?
Stop this foolishness. Let's go to Miss Ann, Tommy.
All right, let's get serious for a minute. It's that time. brings the national news, the one and only Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Tommy. Good morning, everybody. And here is the news. Okay, former Sacramento Kings basketball player Matt Barnes led hundreds of protesters in a weekend rally in light of the newly released autopsy reports that the family of 22-year-old Stephon Clark commissioned forensic pathologist Dr. Bennett Omalo. Dr. Omalo is the African doctor portrayed by Will Smith in the movie Concussion. And Dr. Omalo says that contrary to the police claim that Stephon Clark was coming at them, that he was really shot 8 times, mostly in the back.
He was facing the house with his left to the officers. He was not facing the officers.
He was not facing the officers. Dr. Omalo also determined that the unarmed black man did not die immediately, but between 3 and 10 minutes after he was shot, and that the cops didn't try to help him until at least 5 minutes later. Just to remind you, the young Mr. Clark was only holding his cell phone. There was no gun, no burglar's tools, or anything else. By the way, an investigation is underway after a female demonstrator attending the candlelight vigil for Stephon Clark Saturday night was struck by a sheriff's vehicle. Luckily, the injured woman, Wanda Cleveland, was released from the hospital on Sunday, bruises to her arm and the back of her head. A local nurse who's white has been fired from her position at Kaiser Permanente for saying that Stephon Clark deserved it. While the state of Louisiana's attorney general has refused to level criminal charges against the white cop who killed a black man who was selling CDs out of a store in Baton Rouge, the police department there has fired the guy. Blaine Salamone shot Mr. Alton Sterling 6 times in the back as he lay face down and held down by another white officer. Mr. Sterling had a loaded gun in his pants pocket, but the weapon never left his pants and the vendor never attempted to get to the weapon or to even fire it. The president says that there will be no deal to reinstate the Obama-era DACA program, and Trump made that pronouncement where else? On Twitter, although he did mention it to reporters yesterday as he exited Easter services.
A lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA, and we're going to have to really see. They had a great chance. The Democrats blew it.
The president may not be aware of the fact that new immigrants are not eligible for DACA protection anyway. Jury selection is underway this morning in Bill Cosby's retrial and sexual assault charges. The 80-year-old now disgraced comedian returns to the courtroom 10 months after his first trial ended in a hung jury. And today, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I like peanut butter, really peanut butter, chunky peanut butter.
I love peanut butter. Back with more entertainment and today's trending topics. 20 minutes after the hour, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In entertainment news, Carla, what is going on with rapper Fabolous? Man, oh man.
He's through. He's through and he should be.
And he should be.
What in
this
the
guy,
world?
This guy hit a girl?
How horrible is this story, you guys? So,
what happened?
You guys heard about this. Fabolous. Yeah. If you saw the video on TMZ, let's take you back a little bit. Fabolous, allegedly, they're saying, knocked out his baby mama, Emily. 2 front teeth out.
What?
Yeah.
Punched her in her face like 7 times. How horrible, how horrific is this story? Now, TMZ, they had this video of Fabolous. He was just absolute rage. He went to his house. Now, Emily, his baby mom, and Fab, they live together in New Jersey, in Englewood, New Jersey. And he showed up at the house. They're in the driveway. There's the family is screaming. Her father is there. The family's out in the driveway arguing, and you could see Fabolous, his bodyguard, attempting to hold him back, and he's pointing a sharp object, it looks like, at them. It was just horrible. So you can hear Fabolous right now. Take a listen. I think Kat got the actual audio from what went down. Take a listen.
Oh, so you don't come ever come around me ever again. Ever come around me ever again. I don't give a f- what the f- you have in that house.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. He knocked her teeth out?
He's about to lose
her
everything.
Front teeth.
He's going to lose everything.
Two front teeth.
He's going to
lose everything. He deserves to go directly to jail, man.
Man. It was horrible. He was arrested and booked for aggravated assault and making a terrorist threat. But you could kind of hear a child screaming in the background in the video. You can see Emily. She's actually kind of like recording the video. You can kind of see that. And he had a concert not too long
Carla,
ago.
Carla, what is he mad about? What did she do that he think she deserved to be hit?
Nothing. Whatever she did didn't cause for this kind of violence.
Well, absolutely. Exactly. But what I heard, Tommy, was he came out to L.A., and then she came out to L.A., but she didn't call him and tell him she was out here. Something stupid like that.
Oh, we going to jail together.
All right. Coming up next, J. Anthony Brown in the building to murder another hit.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Do what
I
you
forgot.
Do.
Yeah, do what Boo. I do. I forgot. Uh-huh. I'm so enthralled in the story.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's
unbelievable.
That's horrible.
Right?
Yeah,
that is
horrible.
Foul,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen, John Legend last night, did you see him as Jesus Christ Superstar? Oh, you know
go
I
ahead,
love me
John
some
Legend.
John Legend.
Yes.
Oh, he was brilliant in it. He really was good in it. It was on NBC. It was a live musical. You know how they do those live musicals sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was live in concert. He's always in great voice. I love John Legend. It is the latest live musical from NBC. They've previously aired Sound of Music. That was live. Peter Pan live. The Wiz live.
The
Remember?
Wiz,
Yes. Hairspray live. So congratulations to John Legend. He is our friend and family member. Well, he was until Jay came on board. But anyway, John Legend, you know we love you.
He did a great job.
My man.
He did an excellent job. He really did.
I just hate there's nothing in there I could murder.
I know. Jesus Christ. Superstar. Yes.
I love that. I love that play. Yeah.
But anyway, it was really, really good. And glad we got a chance to see that. And glad he's doing different things now.
Stuff,
live.
Yeah.
Branch out, man.
A lot of pressure live, huh,
he's
Tommy?
Doing an action film next.
Oh, really?
John Legend plays the light-skinned chef. He's a
light-skinned
bad
panther.
Mother. Shut your mouth.
Light-skinned panther.
Light-skinned panther,
great.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, it's time. Introduce Jay to murder another hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new addition to the championship team. He is here, J. Anthony Brown.
Now that's your intro. Can we record that and just use that every week? Because the one I get from him.
Steve is out today, by
I'm
the
just
way.
Saying, can we just run that every week? That's nice. I ain't call no name.
You wanted to
blank championship.
It's all going down Tuesday, baby, at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. And Saturday, I will be in St. Petersburg, Florida, at the Palladium. One show only. Get your damn tickets, please. I need to sell out. All the money's going to my college fund, a black college fund. My daughter's not in college anymore, but I'm trying to get some of that money back.
That's why you out here.
I'm out here slinging these jokes for the college fund.
Disappointed in her.
Yeah.
That was real tricky the way
Jay. She went to college. I'm just trying to get some of this money back. Yeah.
Tricky, though. That was real tricky.
I like that, Jay. Smart.
All right, what you got, Jay?
I got an Easter song, of course, because there was a lot of colors out there, a lot of stripes, a lot of plaids, a lot of polka dots. Check it out. It's all about Easter on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, fellas, I know it's Easter time. I know you're laying that stuff out on the bed. Standing back in the drawer, saying this up. Wait till they see me in this. Shoes down at the bottom, hat at the top of your suit. Got your shirt up under the suit. You ready? You gonna kill them. It's Easter Sunday. I can't believe those awful suits I see.
That color's out on ya. Your suit is plum. Why'd you leave the house?
There was some colors out there.
It was.
Some yesterday. Things being worn yesterday.
Wow. Way too long.
Way too long.
Yeah, a lot of colors. Coming up at the top of the hour, nephew, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You're going to love the subject. No kissing and no loving.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Well, what is we doing then?
I like my first wife. Go right ahead.
You've heard that before, Jay.
Yeah, and pay good money.
Tommy is here, though, coming up with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, like I mentioned, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, no kissing and no loving. But right now, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Shirley Carla Jr.
What up, man?
J. Anthony Brown.
What you got? What you got, man?
We seen him yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you made it to the church house, this right here is the church usher.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Ooh.
Usher.
Ooh.
And I'm talking about the old school.
White glove.
White glove.
White glove.
You're not coming in
white
this door.
I'm talking about if you ain't get in there in time, turn around and look at you through that little bit of glass.
You're not coming in this door.
Hand behind the back, because you can't come in now. Uh-uh.
Hey.
You should have been on time.
Should have been on time.
You should have been on time.
You better not been here chewing gum. They come and get that.
Shoes wearing.
What?
Yes. Because God ain't never late.
Take hood jobs.
God
serious.
Is never late.
Yes, so they do.
The church usher. Here it is.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach your sister.
This is Sister. How you doing?
Good evening to you, ma'am. I don't mean to be giving you a call this late in the evening, but I am the new youth minister. I haven't. My name is Sean Williams over at Missionary Baptist Church, which my understanding.
Wait. What do you mean, new youth minister? What happened to?
He's no longer with the church anymore, ma'am.
No? Oh, my Lord. Why? What happened?
Well, I'm not at liberty to speak up on that, but what I was doing is getting around and making sure I met everyone, because I haven't met everyone yet, and I wanted to reach out to everyone at the church. But listen, let me get down to some more business, because I've spoken with the pastor. We spoke.
Bishop. Baby, yes, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're new, but it's Bishop. Uh-huh.
Okay, I spoke with him on yesterday, and we have narrowed some things down of a few changes we're going to be making at the church. And what we want to do is, one of the major subjects that have come up, Sister, is that we're wanting you, if at all possible, and the deacons were in on this meeting as well, but wanting you to change your attitude when people are coming in and you're seating them. From my understanding, it's gotten to the point where they think you're
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Y'all had a meeting on me.
Well, it wasn't
First
a meeting.
Of all, I don't understand. Listen here. I've been ushering on that usher board for 47 years. I am the senior usher on that usher board.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I really don't. I've been trying to be nice about it, but I don't understand how y'all going to have a meeting without me. That's first of all. But now you going to call here and tell me that you going to have you having a meeting on me about me being nice. I'm always nice.
Well, ma'am, that doesn't seem to
be. I have a problem with that, son. How old is you?
27, ma'am.
And they going to send some boy to call me. You know, this don't make no type of sense.
Okay.
What is it that you want? What is it?
Well, that's actually my call, ma'am, is that maybe I figured if I would call and speak with you about the matter, that maybe we can get to some type of rectifying this situation to where
Let's see what we're going to rectify here. I'm going to rectify you calling me this time of night talking about some meeting. This don't make no time. And I don't appreciate you calling me any time of night. Where's Bishop? I need to speak to Bishop.
Bishop is the one that actually...
I've been at this church for 47 years. I've been saved all my life. This don't make no type of sense. You calling me here with this mess. Now, see, y'all finna make me cuss. I'm trying to be a Christian, but y'all not going to let me be a Christian, is you? You just gonna agitate me with this mess, telling me about something. Be nice.
Well, ma'am, that certain that they're having problems when you're seating the people, and that's all that we're trying to get rectified.
The people don't want to sit down. They want to go over here. They want to go over there. They want to have the children running to and fro like a bunch of demons or wild heathens bucking around in the church like they ain't got no sense. And I'm not going to have it in my section. My section is going to be straight.
And I understand it. You know what, Sister,
I think if we did this, if you would do me a favor and hold your phone, and if you would just bow your head right now for me, maybe we can come to get the man up.
What am I bowing my head for? What, I ain't nothing on my floor because my floors is clean, baby.
If we can
my
get
floors is clean as hospital carpet. It don't make no sound of sense for me to bow. What am I bowing my head for?
If you could close your eyes, sister.
No, I'm not. Well, I was closed my eyes. See, you called me and woke me up out of my sleep with this mess. Talking about some meeting. I am very annoyed at this. And I don't appreciate it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to speak to this.
Now, Father, we ask that you look down upon Sister. We ask that you look down upon her right now. Right now, asking that you put a smile on her face on Sunday morning. Asking that you put some joy in her heart on Sunday morning. Asking that you draw all the pain that she and anguish that she might be going through. Whatever demon there is inside, we ask that you draw that demon out. We ask that you pull that demon away from Sister right now. In your name, we ask all of these blessings to come.
Because I don't appreciate this, boy. I don't even know who you is calling my house. Who gave you my number?
Pastor gave me the number and asked me to call. I am, like I said, I'm Sean Williams. We haven't met yet. And I am the new...
He don't act that way. And it's Bishop for the third time. I done told you, boy. Bishop, be respectful of the folks. See, that's what makes me angry.
Let me say this right here, Sister, and maybe this will shed some light on things a little bit clearer.
I'm tired of listening to you, boy. Go ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by Sister who is also an usher at the church at Missionary Baptist.
Sister,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Wait till I see her Sunday. This is a mess. We on the radio now?
Yes.
This don't make no sense. Lord, this is embarrassing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. This is Steve Harvey Show.
Yes, ma'am. That's my uncle. This is just a joke, though, ma'am.
Tommy?
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. How you doing, Tommy?
How you doing, Sister?
Oh, Lord. I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed.
Do you listen to the show?
Every day. I never would expect myself to be on there. Oh, Lord, y'all done made, oh, my God. Y'all done got me on this radio acting foolish.
Sister did this here to you.
Well, how about if y'all call me back and we get Sister? How about we do that? We'll do a prank on her bills, her paying a couple of bills, you know, because she's short a little. They got to pay all her business.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show and little Tommy and all them other little children, them little girls. What's that girl name? She is so cute. I love her.
Miss Shirley.
Oh, Lord, this is so beautiful. Y'all, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
That's a real usher. When she said, I don't appeasinate it. When you got, I don't appeasinate it.
Oh, that was my
mother.
Girl.
Yeah, man. I don't a piece of Nate. Lexington, Kentucky. I'm on my way. It's this week, baby. Get your tickets if you don't have them. 5, 6, 7. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Comedy off Broadway. The nephew coming to town. Been a while since I've been in Lexington. So come back and get your dose of stupidity. Stupid only come around once every 3-4 years. Come get yours. Here I come.
All right. Well, listen to this, King of Pranks.
What's that?
Let me see what you think about this prank. Yesterday, you know, was April Fool's Day.
Right.
Did you see, Tommy, did you see New Orleans Pelican star Anthony Davis? Did you see when he tried to prank everyone by making us think that he had shaved his unibrow? You know, his unibrow is worldwide famous, right? His caption was, come on, y'all. Y'all knew I was cutting it. But most folks on social media didn't believe Anthony actually cut his unibrow because the two new eyebrows looked kind of funny, you know, like he had added some makeup or something. So did you see it?
Anthony trying to do pranks,
uh-huh,
though?
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. School him, Neff.
Okay, so let me talk to you, Anthony. I know you listen. Somebody in New Orleans going to tell you.
Right.
Okay? I am the king of pranks.
He is.
So now that you feel like you are in the prank world, get ready, Anthony, because here I come. I'm looking for you now.
And then for real, cut it off because it looks stupid. How about that?
I mean, you shouldn't have even fooled around with that.
How about that?
We don't know when he's surprised.
Go Coming up at the top of the hour, it's the strawberry letter. Subject, no kissing and no loving.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, guys, before we get to today's strawberry letter, the subject, no kissing and no loving, we got to talk about the weekend movie box office numbers. Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One.
Jay, very good movie. Yeah. Very good movie.
That's the number one movie.
It's number one movie.
Number one movie. But listen to this, though. Tyler Perry, congratulations. You kicked butt.
TP, are you with me?
And you kicked it on the air with us last Friday to tell us about Acrimony, starring Taraji P. Henson. The ladies went on in full force on this one. Came in at number two, making $17.1 million.
Yeah. That's great, Tyler. That's great.
Still in the top three. Yeah. Black Panther, baby. Black Panther.
I saw the movie, and this is definitely Steve Harvey's life. It definitely
From beginning to end.
He don't need to see this movie at all. Not at all. There's no way. He might have to sue Tyler. Might be
friends,
a lawsuit.
Right?
They're friends. I know they're good friends, but it might be a little friendly
lawsuit.
When somebody takes your life like that
and put it on
the screen.
Now, Jay, I
you
didn't
got
see
right.
all of that. Yes. Now
I'm here to tell you.
You've been knowing Steve how long?
I've been knowing Steve about 40 years. I know him. I know his life.
Yeah.
I know things in his life. Right. And when I see it on the screen, I'm like, come on, Tyler.
That's Steve's life. You go inside, you're going to see Steve Harvey's life.
It would come to see the movie you was in. It.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, that's me. It's a really good movie, though. Tyler did an excellent job.
He did.
Job,
he really did an excellent job. And it's still in theaters, Acrimony, so go check it out if you didn't get a chance to see it. It is still there. And it's making number one next weekend.
Can we say something to people who don't go to the movies much, especially the elderly people? Uh-huh. Popcorn prices have changed. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
So, yeah. Quit tripping about it.
Yeah. It's like you when you buy soup at Whole Foods.
You know?
Man. We have to hear that all week long.
Well, it is high over there, Whole Foods.
They don't tell you that.
$86 for soup. That don't make no damn sense.
I went to go see Black Panther, and she said $26.75. I said, it's just me. Yeah, ain't nobody with me.
Movies high, man.
Yeah, the movies have changed, man.
Push these two kids back.
Yeah, but they got more to offer. You can eat there. They got bars. Oh, they got the real relaxing chairs. You can go to sleep.
Reclining seats. All right, Tommy, it's time. Let's get to the letter.
It's the time. Buckle up and hold on tight. We have it for you. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, no kissing and no loving. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 2 years, I have been friends with a really nice guy. He is very handsome until he opens his mouth and shows his little scary looking shark teeth.
Shark
teeth. Oh, my God. We need the Jaws music right here. After the first year of hanging out. Yeah. After the first year of hanging out with each other, he said he wanted to take our friendship to the next level. I told him we could try it, but all I could think about was having to kiss him in his raggedy mouth. I've mentioned the dentist to him, and he said he hadn't been to the dentist in years and didn't plan to go. Fast forward to last week when we were hanging out, and he started to get all touchy-feely and asked me about the cookie. I was in the mood and figured it was time, so I told him I needed to see what he was working with first. Shirley, I was so disappointed. Not only does he have little raggedy shark teeth, he also has a tiny you-know-what. Really? I could not go through with it. There was no way I was going to do anything at all with this little man. I told him I wasn't ready to be intimate yet, and he didn't push the issue. Now I don't want to date him anymore, and I'm hoping we can go back to just being friends. I need some advice on how to talk to him. Should I be honest with him and tell him why we can't date, or should I just leave him alone and let him find someone that can put up with his teeth and his other little problem? Please help. This has been going on for 2 years now? That's a long time. I mean, you know, that's a really long time for you to be dealing with these little shark teeth that you don't like. And why won't he go to the dentist? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. You have a mirror just like everyone else. You can see just like everyone else. But if for you, if this should not be a problem, because if you don't want to be in this situation, you don't have to be in this situation. Should you be honest with him? Yes, if he's really your friend, I think you should be honest with him, because for a lot of people, if your mouth isn't together, if you have a raggedy mouth, you know, chances are you're not going to have a partner. I mean, unless you meet someone that also has a raggedy mouth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, people usually don't like to deal with you if your teeth are not together, because, you know, they think of a lot of things, you know, just to name a few, a bad breath, gingivitis, all of that stuff. We used to have a dentist.
Below them gums.
Yeah, we used to have a dentist that came on the show and said the mouth is the opening to your body, to all your insides and everything. So, you know, you got to think of it in that way. And he said he hadn't been to the dentist in years. And, you know, you're supposed to go every 6 months.
Yeah.
So
I go more than that.
And he didn't plan to go.
No.
So this will be an issue for you. And if this is a deal breaker for you, get out of it now. Let him know he's your friend. Just don't crush him. You know, let him down easily. Just tell him, you know, I can't deal with you because of the teeth situation. And, you know, you don't have to address his manhood or anything, but, you know, more
Why
about
not?
His teeth. You know, she doesn't have to say that now.
Come he on. Need to know what's going on.
No, I don't think she should crush him. I'm not into crushing people, but just tell him if you have a problem with his teeth, and tell him you just want to be his friend. You'd rather go back to being friends and not take it to the next level.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He knows.
So you think after you tell a man you got a problem with his teeth, he's still going to hang around and be your damn friend?
Well, if they were friends in the beginning, if they were truly friends. All right, come on, nephew, what you got?
I think you're missing it.
Okay, you always say that. What?
I think he was in an accident.
Uh-huh.
And them sharp teeth accidentally bit the problem down low. That's what happened.
What?
He didn't bit half himself off. That's what happened. You don't see that?
No.
Do you realize that? If you're not going to have one,
you're stupid. You're,
what? Y'all don't think he bit it all? He
no!
bit some of it.
He bent down there.
That's what
down,
happened when you have teeth
accident,
sharp
he
like
bent
that,
down there and bit it. Okay.
You accidentally bite yourself, okay? That's what happened.
No.
He bit most of it. Now, no. You can utilize this. Why not go into business with this man and let him be your can opener? He can open cans for right? Couldn't he open cans for people all over
really
the
country?
Yes, he can. Yes, he
they
can.
They don't have a human can opener. This is something different. If you want to be an entrepreneur, okay, start your own business. You got a can opener right there.
He's
this
a human
man,
can wow. opener, right.
They have electric can openers now. We don't.
Yeah, but it's amazing to see a dude put a can of peas in his mouth and open up.
This is stupid, you guys. All right. Listen, we'll be back to get more into this letter. No kissing and no loving when we come back at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, let's get to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is no kissing and no loving. A young lady wrote in, she has been with a guy for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been friends
right,
for two
right.
years now. So now he wants to take the relationship to another level.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, she says he is a little bitty shark.
A little bitty
shark teeth. Yeah.
It's kind of like the little shark on the tuna commercial.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie, that's it, Carl.
He's got little bitty teeth.
So his name is Charlie. We're going to go with that.
Yeah,
keep
let's
going.
Go with that, right.
And she says that, you know, he got touchy-feely one night. And or one time they went out and he started asking her about the cookie and she wanted to know what he was working with. So
she had to see it.
Yeah, she said, you know, down there it's a little bitty, just like his teeth.
Damn if that ain't
he
little
bit
bitty.
It, though. Don't, he bit
so your
that.
Teeth so and she, use yeah, the same length.
Yeah, she says that she was very disappointed.
Wait a minute, hold on, go
what,
back.
What?
Your teeth and...
You missed Junior. You missed
him. Your teeth what and your...
Your teeth and your little man is the same length.
You in here with yourself in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
He said, I can't see you no more. Now chew on that.
He said, that's not only does he have a little raggedy shark teeth, he has a little tiny you-know-what to go along
yes,
with that. So
yes.
She's very disappointed. She doesn't.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Does she cut his food up when it's time to eat?
Little
small pieces?
I don't know.
How'd that work out?
I don't know. She doesn't want to date him anymore. She doesn't want to be
little
intimate with
little,
him.
Yeah.
She just wants to know she should be honest and let him know that they can't date anymore. Just leave him alone and let him find someone that can put up with it. So that's her question. Jay, what do you have?
It just goes to show how shallow women are. What man has turned it down because you missing a tooth? Do you know how many women I've been with that have no teeth at all?
That didn't bother you,
man. It's something sexy about women that have that back tooth missing. Man, that's a turn on. Man.
You like that?
When I meet you, open your mouth, they're gone. God. Let's talk
Let's
it out.
Get it. But if you have all your teeth,
I could get it.
They got no teeth, but keep them four wisdoms
man,
back there.
Man, I love it.
Man, you're supposed to get those taken out.
But let me just say this for all the men. Teeth has never been a deal breaker for men.
Are you serious?
Nah.
Guys, are you serious, guys?
For me, it's a deal breaker.
I have slept with a woman with an open face goal. And not only the teeth have to be missed, you can have it something on your tooth.
Guys, are you kidding me?
Yes, you have,
Yes, I have. I'm telling you, missing teeth.
This is news.
Gold teeth. Yeah. Silver teeth.
We don't care.
A diamond in your teeth.
Caps.
I'm really partial to that black tooth. I like that. I kind of like that.
The one that's decayed? That one?
Caps. You can have caps.
Man, I thought I knew you guys, but I don't.
That's not
going to
no,
no.
Not this.
I really don't know you guys.
I got to have some pretty teeth.
Yeah. It's dark in here anyway.
You know, I'm with you, because we ain't smiling to the city.
Smiling. All this grunting and grinding we doing.
Now, Shirley, there are some drop-dead fine women. You will say, you know,
man.
I'm going to go ahead.
With no teeth, really?
I'm saying,
my number one.
If Halle Berry was all gum.
Dog. Yes, you ain't ever seen a woman that's
still
fine.
Still not kicking her out.
Uh-huh. You ever seen a woman that's fine, Shirley? We've seen women that's fine from the back and went over there just on that. We have seen a woman fine just from the back.
Uh-huh. I'm going in a
I'm going block. After
look,
that.
From the back.
And turned around and two front teeth missing. I'm still exchanging phone numbers.
Wow.
You could be so fine and not have no ears. I'm cool. You just can't hear what I'm saying, but I'm good with this.
You know, I dated a woman one time, she had no lips. What are you talking about here?
None.
Desperate, are you guys?
We're very desperate.
I don't see why this short teeth, all this little bit teeth, I don't see why this is stopping her. Because I have dated a woman with an extra pinky finger. It didn't even bother me. I just felt like two people was touching me at the same time.
Hold up. Now it has gotten personal.
Because Shirley done had one of them fingers.
You know I was born with two, two extra
Shirley,
baby
right.
fingers.
But see, it was not an underdeveloped finger. It's a full finger. I said, do they charge you extra at the nail salon when you get this one done? Is it extra?
Oh, wait a minute. You can't Shirley, go now. You got to pay for other finger. Yeah.
Well, I wish Janet I had known Jackson. You when I went to school because nobody wanted to hold my hand or anything.
Oh, really?
When I was
you
little.
Really did have an
extra? Yeah, I really did. Girl.
You know when they hook the little pinkies together? Which,
yeah.
You know,
I'm not lying because it's two pinkies out there.
Yeah. Hey, you got the pick one.
This letter is not about me. No, I'm not getting mad. This letter is not about
you
me.
Carla's saying all the pinky people get mad now. People with extra pinkies is getting mad.
Yeah, like Tay Diggs, I think he's.
Oh, one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what, hey?
But
Kev, you don't have no teeth at all, man.
We just like what we like. We
you
just,
could not have gums and I did.
Man, I got this girl so fine now. She ain't got no esophagus, but that's all right, though.
Oh, and we
that's
were right.
That's all right, though.
Fine trumps all of that. If something wrong with you, fine trumps it.
Ignorant behind. Yeah.
Okay, she fine, but one of her foot is backwards.
Don't matter.
That's all right, though.
Don't matter. She fine. Don't matter.
Wow. I'm really starting to look at you guys differently.
She
now.
Can have I could be sitting there and she can have an eye patch on, and she fine. I'm sitting there and talking that one eye.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna do.
Okay,
I'm talking
okay. Here's
that
how you fix it.
Look at my eye.
Here's how you fix it, Shirley.
Yeah.
Shirley. Okay, I'm gonna give both of y'all, Shirley and Carla. Okay, Shirley. Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
His knees is backwards. You still want him?
Yeah, because he wears pants. I don't have to see him.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Different Carla, than teeth.
Idris Elba ain't got no elbows. Hands, arms is just straight.
She said, come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over.
That's it.
She said, come on over.
We ain't got the hook.
Idris Elba's arms don't bend. Ain't no elbows.
Well, it's some
men
stuff,
and women are different.
They're totally different.
We like teeth. We're into nice mouths and teeth.
He just, well, I like to see when he walk in the room.
All right, listen. Coming up in 10 minutes, Flipping Virgins, you know that TV show. Egypt Sherrod will be our special guest. She's going to talk about first-time homebuyers who risk it all. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in an interview we had earlier, Steve Harvey talked to HGTV's property and real estate expert, Egypt Sherrod, about first-time homebuyers who risk it all in the unpredictable world of flipping houses.
All right, everybody, let's go. We got a special guest. She's a television radio personality, author. She's been a successful realtor now for over 15 years. And her real estate expertise, well, is showcased on her HGTV show, Flipping Virgins. And the new season of Flipping Virgins premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Let's learn all about this new season. Everybody, please welcome family member, our friend, our girl, Egypt Sherrod.
Egypt!
Hey,
good
family. Good morning to you. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Egypt.
What's going on, girl?
Steve.
Girl, you getting it done.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just trying to live the best life I can, just like all of us. Fit all our dreams into one little life, right?
That's it, girl.
You know what, though? Girl. We talked about this when you were on radio on WBLS. You used to come on after the morning show. And you talked about your dreams and visions and what you wanted to do. And you're doing them, girl.
Yes, she is.
Well, you know, I always say we have to speak life. We have to speak out loud what we want and what we expect from our lives, because words are power. And if we don't believe in ourselves, if we don't believe in our dreams, who will?
That's right.
Also remember, hold on now, Shirley. I remember I would say it. Steve would look at me and he'd be like, well, you going to get it.
Uh-huh.
You going to get it. You going to claim it, girl.
And you did just that. I love you on Flipping Virgins. Love watching you on there. There's a lot. Yeah, you know what she's talking about, Steve. People who buy homes and flip them for profit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
First time.
I knew it wasn't,
folks,
you know.
First,
but don't, no. Now, I
knew it wasn't nothing else.
We wouldn't. Yeah, we're not flipping anybody's babies. We're flipping houses, y'all.
We knew, right.
Just
houses. We know.
I knew it wasn't, you know, we turning people out.
Yeah, we're out here right now. Actually, we're still filming. I'm here with all my crew. We just took a break from set because I said, I got to call in to the morning show. I got to call in. They're all here and want to say hi. Go ahead, Steve and Shirley and Tommy. Everybody's on, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
the whole house full. They're like, we got to get back to work. I said, y'all going to have to wait because I got to call in to my morning show.
That's true. Hey, Egypt, let me ask you a question. For people that's looking to get into this, you know, flipping houses, What's the biggest mistake that first-time flippers make when they buy a house thinking they're going to flip it and make all this money? What's the biggest initial mistake people make a lot?
The biggest mistake is not building a team first and not really understanding that there's a formula, rhyme, and reason to how and why we choose certain houses to flip and why we don't choose others. You can't just go find a dilapidated house and say, I'm going to flip it. Well, how much is it going to be worth when you're done versus how much you're going to pay for it? That determines if it's going to be a success or not. So I tell everybody, get a mentor, someone who's doing it right up front, and then build your team, because if you don't have good contractors, well, you can fail every time on that. So if you talk to people who have lost their shirts in flipping, they'll often tell you it's because they got taken for a ride, had bad contractors, or didn't do their research up front. And I don't want that to happen to you, baby, so you got to watch my show tonight so you can learn, 9 p.m.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people should tune in, because a lot of people are looking for extra ways to make money. And a lot of people could have a talent at this, but you got to watch the show so you can see if it interests you or something like that, because a lot of people... Just be honest with you. A lot of people just sitting around wasting time when you could actually be doing something and really, really increase your lifestyle.
And Egypt,
listen,
has your back, Steve. Yeah,
we all need more money. Everybody needs an extra side hustle, right?
That's right.
But There's so many flip shows out there right now, and they don't show you the good, the bad, and the ugly. They just show you the successful, you know, episodes, and they just show you the profit that's made. And then you have people running out flipping houses, and they really don't have the tools to learn how to do it right. So that's why this show's on. We made it to season three. I'm also an executive producer on the show now.
Oh, Egypt.
But Egypt, what I love about you is you do give the people the real. You hold no, take no prisoners. You tell them the straight. They may like this house, but you're saying, yeah, that house is nice, but the reason I picked this house is because of A, B, and C. And you're always right. If they listen to you, they can make money with you because you're experienced in this. And I love how you just tell them straight.
Oh, I just love all the support you guys have. I'm telling you, it makes me so happy. It almost brings me to tears because I get so much love from you guys every time I'm on the show, and I'm grateful. Just know I don't take it for granted, okay?
Well, you're
Flip
doing
me
it, girl.
Next week, though. Flip me.
What, Tommy?
Well, that ain't hard.
Just something about
what
flipping.
Tommy
I just want. I want to be flipped. I just want to be flipped.
Uh-oh.
You're not a house.
Flippable.
I don't know how people are looking at your value, Tommy.
Tommy, I would flip you, baby. I think you're worth it, okay? Aww.
Thank you, baby.
Team flip Tommy.
Me. Yes, Lord.
Flipping Virgins kicks off tonight at 9 p.m. only on HGTV. You don't want to miss it. You can learn
Love
a lot.
This show.
Yeah, Egypt is so knowledgeable, and she can decorate. You know, she makes the houses look good. She has that vision. I mean,
husband was on an episode. Didn't I see her husband, Egypt?
Oh, yeah. He's on quite a few episodes, but ladies, hands off. He's taken, okay? I'm going to keep
okay.
I love a man that knows how to handle the tools. Get your mind out the gutter.
Fool with my man. You get your ass flipped. Keep on. Here.
Hey, Egypt, keep doing your thing, girl.
Yes.
And we appreciate
you
so
family.
Much.
Y'all be good. I love you.
All right, darling. And don't forget, everybody, make sure you tune in and check it out. It's called Flipping Virgins on HTV Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Mondays at 9 p.m. Gunner and Egypt still fine. Cut it on if you don't even look at the house.
HGTV. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Roseanne has been renewed for a second season, and this is after just one show of the reboot of Roseanne. Coming up next, we're going to talk about TV shows that would never come back, but they're back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So President Trump called his friend, his girl, Roseanne, and congratulated her on the huge rating success of the reboot of her show, Roseanne. So,
as if he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know he's going to take credit.
Like he wrote it.
Yeah. But I love the comedians and the other reporters who said, well, did he call Anderson Cooper when he had Stormy Daniels on?
Hell no, he
His
didn't.
Ratings were good, too.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Conservatives and Republicans are loving the success of Roseanne. Even Fox News host Sean Hannity asked Roseanne to guest host on his show.
You know what? I've always been a Roseanne Barr fan. That show was written. The writing on there is just excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a good show. And from talking to the producers, they said they're not going to really be dealing with Trump for the rest of the episode.
That's
a
good thing.
They did it one time, and they're going to move on.
Okay.
Well, he'll probably build a wall around that show.
He's going to want to be on there.
Yes,
he'll build a wall.
And we know he can
He's going to be the first sitting president to make a guest appearance on a sitcom.
Well, like we said, ABC's Roseanne and NBC's Will and Grace. Netflix brought back the Full House spinoff, Fuller House.
Yes,
Disney brought back That's
back
So Raven.
Bring back some black shows. Now bring back some black shows. Come on now.
I love That's So Raven.
Yeah.
I loved it.
You know what?
I loved
the physical comedy that they do on that show is just unbelievable, man. She'll go for the laugh.
She's so funny.
She don't care.
Yeah. Well, I know they were talking about doing a Martin.
They're bringing back
Martin.
They need Martin. Yeah, they're still talking about that.
Yeah, I
bring Martin back. That would be great.
That'd be, man.
Who won't they bring back, though?
You know who they should bring
back?
You
ain't going to bring Good Times back, but it would be outstanding.
That would be great.
But I heard they were making a movie. I keep hearing they're making a Good Times movie.
Bring back Me and the Boys.
Bring back Steve Harvey Show.
Yeah, Steve Harvey Show.
Oh, yeah, Steve Harvey Show.
Two shows. You got two shows,
man. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can write on that.
Hey, when will he have time is the question. When will he? I know what they should bring back.
What?
Carla, Tommy, Junior, and Jay.
What?
The Projects. Steve Harvey Projects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
We were all on that show.
I thought you meant the animated cartoon, the PJs.
No. Our show. Yeah. Our show. When did it air? 2011 and 12,
I think. How many episodes did you guys do?
We did a whole season.
Oh, you did?
We did a whole season.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, the Jeffersons would be good.
The Jeffersons would be good.
Yeah, but who would play George? Good, who would play George and Wheezy? Man.
I don't gotta find a new George and Wheezy, but that's all right, though.
But that's why we watched it for George and Wheezy. I don't know if that would be.
How about Sanford and Son?
I
like that one.
I watched it for the maid.
I love Sanford and Son. Sanford and Florence, yeah.
Well, I could be Sanford. What are you kidding me?
Oh,
I could be Lamont. I could be Lamont.
I could be Grady.
You could be Grady. There we go.
And this time when he comes back, we have words to the song. Here comes Jay. Because he's got his own show. Here comes Jay. Uh-huh.
You trying to work on another chick. That's what that is. Every time that play.
Now he murdering TV hits.
Yeah. This boy out here, man.
That was a good show, though.
You know what show would be good? What about Living Single?
Living Single would be great.
Living Single was good.
That would be great.
Wait, how about In Living Color? Hello.
In Living Color, right.
Especially
classic.
Now.
Yeah.
But you're right. In Living Single and In Living Color, those would be two great
I hate
ones.
To admit it, but I like Girlfriends when it was on.
Girlfriends was Tracy Ellis Ross.
You know what the relationship with me and the show Girlfriends?
What?
The place
what?
They hung out was the J Spot.
Oh, was it?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, I forgot about that.
That's where I stole that name from.
Oh, they didn't steal it from you.
His club wasn't even open yet.
Yes, Girlfriends. I forgot
that
about Girlfriends.
That was a good show. That was a good
which
show.
Which was supposed to be show. The black version of Sex in the City.
No, which character you said were you?
I was Joan. I was Tracy Ellis Ross.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, listen. Even though he was a bigot, all in the family.
All in the family.
Classic,
was the truth.
Classic.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Classic, yeah. Partner.
Mm-hmm. So then,
Maude.
Yes.
All those Norman Lear shows. Yeah. I mean, you know, we talked about the Jeffersons.
And the Jeffersons would be good. And I understand they might be bringing it back. George Wallace's mama's going to pay George Jefferson. So people, we're just trying to get a weight down.
What about That's My Mama?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
That's My Mama.
Oh.
What's happening?
Oh, what's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yes.
All right, how about this, Shirley? George Wallace is doing another show called Who's My Daddy?
Okay, how about this?
Wait.
Different World.
Different World.
A different World.
That was really good. Yeah,
Different World. Hanging with Not Mr.
Bad,
Cooper?
Huh? Hanging with Mr. Cooper
I
was really
that
good.
Show.
Yeah, that was good. Mark Curry did a good job.
Yeah, he did on that.
Okay, Carl's going to get mad at me now.
What? Say it.
Well, we can't do Cosby.
Everyone was kind of dancing around that one,
what?
Tommy.
But we can't do the Cosby stuff.
They're not bringing that back.
No.
How about they bring it back, but they take Bill Cosby out? And you just see somebody
everybody
talking.
Else.
Let me ask you this, Jay. Who do you think could play Bill Cosby?
Jay, it's Cosby. Because he's got his own show. Jay, it's Cosby.
Just put your own words in.
Jay is Heath Huxtable. Yes.
Hey, but he cusses a lot.
but he don't make
with
drinks.
The guy with the suspenders, what show was that? That was, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Family Matters.
Family suspended? Matters. Urkel.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. No.
You got three suspenders. You got What's Happening with Rerun. You got Mork from Ork. You got,
Mork and Mindy.
And then you got,
And then Sanford was suspended.
Family Matters.
And Sanford, Fred Sanford, he was.
Yeah, Fred was suspended.
Yeah,
but you know what, Tommy? Hey. I thought about what you said with a Different World, but that's kind of grownish. Grownish is
that's what grownish is doing now.
That's okay. Very true, Carla. That's very true.
Yeah, that's
true.
A spinoff of Blackish.
Yeah,
so is it more grownish than Quad?
Oh, Quad. I love Quad.
Quad.
I love Quad.
What is Quad?
Anika Noni Rose is the truth.
Yeah, HBCU. Yeah. It's serious, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's a drama.
It's on BET.
Tell us what shows you want to see. Follow us and hit us up on SteveHarveyFM.com. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's everything.
That's everything.
That's it.
Do it.
Fat Albert. No, you can't do that one either.
Hey,
no.
Abba thinking.
Georgia Wallace and Mama gonna play by Fat Abba.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, wow.
Hey, listen, guys, you all are always talking about where you are. Tommy, I know you're traveling. Jay, you have something coming up. Where are you guys going to be? Junior?
Junior, what you got?
Me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
April 29th, I'm at the Emmys.
Oh, that's right. We're nominated for Emmy.
I don't really.
We are nominated.
Don't ask me. I'm not doing nothing. I don't want to.
We're nominated for Emmys.
I got an Emmy.
As writers and producers on the Steve Harvey Show.
That's so awesome.
The show was nominated for an Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
That means Junior and I, my producer friend over there, and is my producer.
Yes.
We're nominated for Emmys.
Yeah.
So y'all need to speak to us as if we got Emmys.
Okay, right? That's it. From now on.
I don't like the way you've been talking to us.
Well, I think you could hear us better if we were there with you.
Could we call you Emily?
I mean, put our titles on it. From now on, it's Emmy-nominated Jay, and it's Emmy-nominated Junior every time. Don't do it.
Okay, so you're just gonna disregard what I just said if we were there with you guys.
We'd love for y'all to go. Okay. We'd love for y'all to be great.
He said put some speck on his Emmy, is what he said.
Respect on my
y'all
Emmy.
Better not let me win this statue. That's all I can say. I swear.
We want you to win it, Junior.
It's gonna be so embarrassing.
So hard.
You're
gonna have to put that on
Jay?
Your mama's
Jay, will you come out your trailer so we can start the show?
I'm not coming out!
All kinds of ignorance going on. promote your gigs.
Tommy, go ahead, Tommy.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Right up there.
April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Comedy off Broadway. Tickets on sale right now. April 28th, Montgomery, Alabama. Me, Bruce. JJ, oh, man, the list goes on. You don't want to miss it. If you're in Montgomery, you better get your tickets because I'm coming to town and we're going to act a doggone fool. And then Mother's Day weekend, Charleston, South Carolina, me, Joe Torre. I'm trying to remember the whole lineup.
Oh, wow.
That's all you need to know, me and Joe. You don't need to really know nothing else. That's enough, me and Joe.
This weekend, can I get the dates for Lexington, Kentucky again? Go ahead.
Comedy off Broadway. What is the problem, Carl?
Hey, lose the attitude, Tommy.
No, because I know what's coming, Sherry.
This is about free tickets.
There's no problem. I just want to make sure that you got me down. I mean, two for Thursday, Friday, and two for Saturday.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, I have a key to the city of Lexington, Kentucky.
Well,
unlock the city, unlock it, and buy some tickets for your
why? You're sitting right next to me.
Why would she do that? Right.
When you now, let me tell you something.
He can afford it. He's got a lake and a chateau.
Hey, get off my lake. Shirley, Carla, did you know that Shirley's people didn't even call this time? I think we embarrassed them on the radio. They didn't say, when I went to Memphis, they did not
nobody called, huh?
Wow, nobody called.
Well, my people are coming to Lexington, so.
So have them tickets ready.
Actually, I'm going to put my key to the city on the gram. Major key alert, DJ Khaled. But Lexington, cool. You're going to have a good time. You have a good time, nephew. You always do. Kick it there.
Come on, baby. Let's get it. What you got, Jay?
Oh, I'm going to be at the J Spot Comedy Club because I own it. It's at 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. Tuesday night, the Taco Tuesday. If you want tacos on
order
Tuesday.
Order now. Get your order now.
Yeah.
Now.
We're going to have a Comic View show. That's a very special show of all comics that's been on Comic View. And then Saturday, I will be in St. Petersburg, Florida at the Palladium. One show only. It needs to sell out. If it's not a sellout, I'm not coming. I'm just joking. I'll be there. That was a joke. I'm coming.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is Monday, the day after Easter. Reverend Adnoid is in the building
along with
Deacon Def Jam. Reverend Motown is out today. Deacon Def Jam with church complaints and announcements. Here we go. Adnoid is already here.
We want to welcome you to the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Ching, ching.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Joining us this morning is Reverend Adnoid. Now, I will be giving church complaints. On the other hand, will be giving church announcements.
Yes. Not to get the two confused. Complaints over there, announcements over here.
I notice you still have a nasal condition.
Oh, that's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. So complaints over there.
Let me start this out.
Go right ahead.
The new show, Naked and Save, starts next month.
Naked and Save.
Naked and Save starts next month. Sister Geraldine Collins wants to be first on the show.
Really?
We know she's saved, but that's not anything we want to see naked. What we wanted to do is ask Sister Shirley if she would mind being in the pilot. Yeah. Naked and
naked
saved.
And saved.
No, sir. No, sir. Oh, praise the Lord.
You can just be naked.
But you are saved, to, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Then you shouldn't have a problem being naked.
I don't want to be on a show called Naked and Safe. Let me out of this church.
What if we change it to just naked? Would you be interested?
No.
Would you be interested?
Just change the show.
Do you
to
think
naked
sinners would be more people watching it?
Move on.
How about halfway naked? Halfway naked. Uh-huh. Would you be in there?
Half naked.
You do have an announcement.
Yes, I have an announcement right now. All the aunties who look like Waka Flocka Flame will meet in meeting room 5. If you have an aunt that looks like Waka Flocka Flame, they have a gathering in meeting room 5 at 7 o'clock.
Meeting room 5 at 7 o'clock.
So look at your aunt, and if you say to yourself, she looks like Waka Flocka Flame to me, you should meet in meeting room 5.
I hate this.
All right. Now, listen.
We're right ahead.
We had a disaster yesterday. The Easter egg hunt was a complete disaster.
What happened?
Sister Eleanor Ridgeway forgot to boil the eggs. All the kids' clothes are full of yolk and shell. Sister Glenda Mae Patterson slapped Sister Eleanor Ridgeway shortly after her child got in the car with all that yolk over him. We're going to have to bring this to Pastor when he gets back and let him know what does he want to do with Sister Eleanor Ridgeway for not boiling these eggs. I don't know how that happened. But we'll keep that in the file for Pastor to take a look at. Go ahead, Reverend Noy.
We are suspending Deacon Hatley because over the weekend he had an Easter egg hunt at his house.
Uh-huh.
But he hid no eggs. He just had the kids out there running around looking for not a damn thing.
He knew
there were no eggs in the field, but he was yelling, "Go look over there! Keep looking! Yeah, you're getting
That's
warm!"
That's a
shame. That's a damn shame.
Why don't you do that to the terrorists?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
All right, coming up next, closing remarks. Steve Harvey is not here. The nephew will step up. You don't want to miss the nephew's closing remarks when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is usually the time when we wait for some words of wisdom, for some enlightenment from the one and only Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh.
Steve Harvey is not here today, ladies and gentlemen, but stepping up to the mic.
Stepping up to the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together.
Put your hands together. Get about your seat.
Get about your seats. That's right. And show your love
for
nephew Tommy and his closing remarks.
My closing remarks today.
Come on, baby.
My closing remarks today goes out to Side Pieces.
Thank you.
You using his music?
The Side Piece Convention is officially July 27, 28, and 29.
Not on my birthday.
Yes.
And I want to let you know
about
how important,
so important
Side Pieces are.
It is.
You know, when you go to Popeye's and you get your chicken, you still need your side. Side pieces make a meal. When you add, when you get your rice or you get your green beans or a potato salad, it all makes it come full circle. That's what a side piece does.
That's why they ask you, would you like some side pieces?
Thank you. When they ask you, do you want sides? This is what I'm talking about. So I want to say this to all side pieces out there. You are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are what makes the world go round.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But you also are so important to the relationship that he's in.
You helped me with my home life.
Yes, you helped him get through what he's going through, and that is what a side piece does.
This is so stupid.
Thank you. So I want all my side pieces. I am working so hard and so diligently on getting you all your own holiday because what? Because you deserve that.
Happy side piece day.
Now,
the location. Calm down. I'm sorry.
The location will be text to you for the convention. July 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Not on my birthday.
Happy side piece day.
Of where we will be. We will be selling side piece shirts. We will be selling side piece.
I love it.
Everything. All of the things that you will side piece. Hats, side piece.
Flowers, side
pajamas,
piece flowers. Yeah.
And side piece flowers.
Side
you understand?
Piece.
And I feel in my heart that this is something that I'm going to take all the way to Washington, and we will get a side piece holiday.
Wow. Tommy, I have an announcement, man. We've spoke to the people who sell the berries. We're going to give side piece berries. They're smaller, and they should be.
A little smaller. It's not a dozen. It'll be six. Don't worry about that. Take your half. Take your half and be happy.
Ignorant.
Okay?
Hey, Tommy, will they be having side piece contracts?
There will be side piece contracts.
Now, we have different contracts because they're all different because there's different relationships, and we know that. But you can leave with different contracts that you want to be under.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yes. And then there's always sponsorship, you see, because everybody needs a sponsor.
We will be marching. Tommy, there's a march on Atlantic City, the 1 million side piece march.
On Atlantic City.
There we have it. So you're not supposed to give the city out there.
I'm sorry.
But there is a million side piece march, but you don't give the city out, okay? You're messing it up. So, side pieces. Go to Steve Harvey TV. And let Steve know that you have enjoyed these closing remarks about what side piece, what we're on, what our journey that we're on, what we're headed towards, what we're getting ready to do, because we are about to make a movement in this country. Come on now.
Awful.
Side pieces unite. Side pieces march. Side pieces rise up. Wakanda forever.
Don't you put Wakanda with
it? How dare you?
Wakanda forever. And you need to
change
the
X
date.
Do the X though.
Happy side piece day.
That's what I love right there.
Oh God,
have said.
You feel good about yourself, nephew?
You know what? You know it's just. You know, Shirley. It's like anytime you need a payment, you know.
He's still in close remark voice, isn't he?
Anytime you're out from under, not getting hassled, not getting hustled, keeping your head above water, making a way when you can, temporary layoffs, easy credit rip off, scratching and surviving, hanging in
a
time.
Wait a minute.
Come on, man.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right. That's good times.
It's good times.
Yeah. You are not deep.
And I will be talking to Will Packer later on this week about a side piece sitcom. Hello.
Oh, your uncle is going to be real proud of you now.
You get all them side piece texts.
You know, I'm thinking about giving Steve's cell phone number out right now and text him how you feel about my clothing.
Man. Fun day, you guys.
Great.
Steve Harvey will be back tomorrow. Thank you guys.
Yeah, we'll
always
be getting cussed out tomorrow.
For listening to
you
us and loving
definitely
us. Yeah.
You over there.
Have a side piece day.
Ain't that brilliant?
And you changed that date. You will not have that on my
happy
birthday.
Side piece day.
Yeah, you know, Shirley's birthday is the 28th, but Shirley, I'm sorry. That was voted on by the side pieces, and that's when it is. They wanted the convention July 27th. Because they know they wasn't going to be with him 4th of July. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's a hashtag, Jay.
Yeah.
Hashtag happy side piece day.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us and putting up with us every single day. We love you.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good week.
Side pieces forever.
Monday.
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
Steve Harvey Land in the mall. Strike a song, skip a song. Steve Harvey
in the morning, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.